You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much-needed break. It's Mint Mobile. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
Hello and welcome to episode 130.
Season 6, episode 6.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back to another episode. We hope you're well. Hope you're doing all right, surviving. Just that every episode is like, I hope you're just surviving. What is...
hope you are alive.
Yeah, what are we in now? Second to last week of November. It's weird, not very Christmassy still.
Yeah, I just think it's... I mean, listen, I'm the biggest Christmas fan going, but I think it's just slightly too early. I think it's just slightly too... I don't think...
Normally, I'm into it.
As soon as December hits, you know.
Yeah, but I'd say normally beginning of November. Normally, for me, it's...
not beginning of November.
There's tingles, there's tinsel and tingles post firework night, bonfire night.
Yeah.
That's when I start, you know... I mean, Heart Christmas, that radio station... been banging out tunes since August.
Yeah, I need to get on that, to be fair.
Since August.
Well, sure. I mean, with a name like Heart Christmas, you can't expect anything else.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I don't know what it is. And it just feels like, obviously, World Cup's kicked off now. So that's dominating the telly. So it almost feels, I think it's the least Christmassy I've felt in a long while. Point of the year.
You need your chestnuts to roast on an open fire, brother.
Yeah. But I mean, the last weekend of November every year, we go to Centre Parks as a family. And that's what really kicks off the Christmas celebrations in our house. So that's happening this weekend. So I reckon next week I'll be full on.
You'll be ding-dong merrily on
I'll
high.
Be Bill Cratchit. I'll be Cratchit. Is it
Bob Cratchit?
Bob, exactly. Next week I'll know it's Bob Cratchit. It was Bill Cratchit.
Bill.
I don't.
No.
And yeah. So I'm not even watched the Christmas film yet. New one out with Will Ferrell.
Yeah. There's a new one out. There's a new one with Lindsay Lohan on Netflix. I think
not
it's a bit
watch
of.
That.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that a go.
It's gonna get dodged.
I think there's like a Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special coming
I'll be
out.
All over that. Be all over that.
Yeah, the Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out. So Tim Allen returning to the role of Scott Calvin.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, listen, I'm in the middle of a move. You know, for the listeners that don't know, I am moving house. And oh my God, is it high tension? They say like the biggest like...
You know you get a day for that, don't you?
The biggest...
You know you get a day out of school for
that. Yeah, yeah. But the biggest like... someone said to me something like, you know, guys get the most down over two things. It's like divorce and moving house. The issue I've got is obviously I'm moving house in the first week of the World Cup, and it's causing big tension. Obviously, my wife Kim, love her, but she's wanting me to be more bothered about the move than about the World Cup. But I find that difficult. And
well, that sounds like she doesn't know you at all.
Yeah, and it was funny because we're supposed to be moving on Friday. Like, that's the official, like, you know, whatever they say, you sign the contracts, you get the keys or whatever. And Mum said to me, The date's Friday. And I was like, oh. That's what I said. I went, oh. And then she went, what? And I was like, it's England, USA, Friday. And she, and my mum went mad. This is one of the biggest days of your life. And I went, I know. It's England, USA. but no, I'm excited. It is. We had a skip. And you know that, you know, like when you just chuck stuff in the garage. I'm sure everyone's been there.
Don't let me know. I've got some stuff that needs to go.
Oh, no, the skip was full. But like, you know, when you just chuck stuff in the garage, like it was funny. Kim was like, oh, we did a good job, actually. I think at the start of the year, we cleaned out that cupboard in the bedroom and it's all pretty neat and all packed away. And I went, oh, yeah, was that when we put all the stuff in the bin bags? And I was supposed to do a tip run and all of that went in the skip because it was just gathering dust in the garage. Yeah. But yeah, so it's just busy times. But I agree with you. I think we mentioned it on last week's episode. I think in school as well, it's a tough time because I always wait for the decks. I need the decorations up to feel in the festive spirit.
And see, I usually get in the festive spirit once deck appears on my screen for I'm a Celeb. That's when I'm already getting in the Christmas spirit. It used to be X Factor, didn't it? Back in the day, once X Factor got to live shows, that's when you knew Christmas was a-coming. In fact, when the auditions started in August, you were like, countdown to Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about JLS?
That's a coming.
JB.
But do you not remember, like, because it was normally your birthday in October.
Yeah, and we used to do
when the live shows started, and we'd do a sweepstake.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the sweepstake because anyone.
Did you do a World Cup sweepstake?
Yeah.
Who'd you get?
Croatia.
That's not bad. Dude. Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I have bad memories of the sweepstakes. I always felt like the same people got the best ones. You know, I remember Daniel Johnson was one of the biggies, wasn't he, back in the day? And I remember...
The greatest first audition ever.
I remember stirring up the pot and pulling one out and thinking, it's my birthday, come on. And it was Ricky Loney. Now, for anyone who's listening to this, who that name might think, oh my God, what a throwback. Type in Ricky Loney.
Yeah. Where is he now?
The eyebrows, the man with the eyebrows.
Yeah, so I'm a Celeb sort of become that now. And I don't know whether they've rescheduled it because it's finishing. Because normally, when we go to Centre Parks in the last weekend of November, is the height of I'm a Celeb. It's like right in the middle, whereas this week it's the end. Don't know whether they've moved it forward because of the World Cup or whatever it might be. But have you been watching it, I'm a Celeb?
I have to be honest, I haven't.
I don't even know if I want to go there. But
Is it rant? Is it rant time?
No, he's not won me over in any way, shape, or form.
But
he's won a lot of people. He's still in. They've done the voting out, and he's not out. And I don't care what you do. It's like people get brainwashed. I don't know whether I said when we discussed it, touched upon it a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, about Matt Hancock going into the jungle? And I said, I'm sure I must have said, like, and no doubt he'll end up winning everyone. He'll probably win it. Something like that. I must have said something like that. And it's happened. The tweets and the comments and the fact he's still in it is... And for me, I don't see how... Don't get me wrong. He's played the game. He's done his trials and all that. But that doesn't eradicate what he's done in the past. And just how quick and easy people are to forget. It's just madness.
I did see a clip of when he said something about, you know, there's a technique to dodging questions.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called? The deflect. The deflect.
The deflect, yeah.
And then...
Was it the pivot?
The pivot. And then there was a clip of him going like, you know, it's well respected when you do a great pivot. And then it showed... videos of him doing the pivot
I don't even think he was good at it either.
Yeah, I know he was terrible. It was questions as simple as like, so Matt, what did you just have for dinner? And he'd just be like, well, you know, it's the funny thing about dinner is, do you call it dinner or tea? I mean, in certain places it's tea, in certain places it's dinner. You know,
and I'm just
I mean?
Dropping the tea, which is that this government is going to do it.
I could do with a cup of tea now.
I hate it. But anyway, it's coming to an end soon. And that, yeah, surely
he can't
Christmas...
win it. Who's favourite?
I think Jill Scott. She's been brilliant, to be fair. Love her.
The lioness.
She's class, to be fair. There's quite a few. One, like Mike Tindall's Tinners is great. That Owen lad's good. Babatunde alike.
You make me laugh, you. What? You got a couple of thousand followers and you're just like, yeah, Tinners. My boy,
that's
Tinners.
What his nickname was, Big Rugby Tinners?
Big Shawnee Walsh.
Yeah, Shawnee. Walsh, he's all right, yeah.
Shawnee.
I've enjoyed it and it's nice because it's
Sean
like...
Has Shawn Walsh not been snogging anyone?
No. but yeah, so it like the kids are watching it now as well. So, and this is what I was about to say, like Christmas this year is probably going to be the weirdest year because the kids are at that age. So the year 7, 11 going on 12 and we're going to Centre Parks. They still want to go and visit Father Christmas. But I don't know whether, see, I think they know that, warning here, if there's any children listening, you might want to switch off. See, I think they know, but they just don't want to accept it or let on. I think they just,
I think there's
they
a lot
quite
of,
like the tradition, so they don't want to break
there's
tradition.
There's a couple of things. I still went to visit the big man when I was in year 7, and it was for a few reasons.
Year 17, yeah.
For a few reasons. One, you know, it's nice, and it, and you get a present.
You want the present.
Yeah, want the
Let's
present.
Not beat around the bush. No, no, no. You want the present.
Let's not beat around the bush to get trial. and then also, there's that slight... You could be 99.9% certain that there, you know, there is no big man in a red suit. But that 0.1%, you still go and you play the game because if you are wrong and you wake up to, you know, the classic orange socks.
Yeah.
Then it's not worth it. Play the game. Listen, it was one of the biggest disappointments ever was when I kind of realised. Honestly, 2020 truly sucked.
So it's a bit of a weird one because it's sort of like probably the first Christmas where the kids aren't children.
Yeah, that's sad. Children. That's sad. You still got my two.
Yeah, but... I'm talking about my kids. I tell you what though. They had a lesson this week. Rugby game, right? They played a Lancs Cup rugby game against who was it now? That doesn't really matter who it was. And they got this is where they're starting to mature because one kid. So Charlie and Harry, when it comes to rugby, they are pretty fearless. They, you know, they will tackle anything and everything. And Charlie put this hit on a kid. And it was, I'd say, fractionally late. Like, there was no way he could have pulled out the tackle. Mm. But the ball had gone and he hit this kid. And this kid turned round, stood over him, was like, "What are you doing, you effing D-head?"
Really?
And Charlie just could not handle it. Like, he will tackle anything.
What did he do?
So he sort of stood up. And this was the funny bit. He sort of stood up as if he was to say, like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, why?" And then... as he was saying it, another lad got the ball on his team, ran into Charlie. So Charlie then fell over in front of this kid. And this kid just stood over him and went, "Karma." And then just walked off.
Chicken karma.
Which was pretty funny. But then it was right at the end of the game. And then Charlie had tackled this lad. And this lad had like fallen into him. So even though Charlie had gone low for the tackle... it was sort of high, but it wasn't Charlie's fault. And then Charlie went over to the lad and was like, "I'm sorry," put his hand out, and this lad slapped Charlie's hand. So then the full-time whistle went, and it was a draw. It was a really sort of... the ref was a bit crap, to be fair. Wasn't pulling things up when he should have. Anyway, game finished 1-1, and then Charlie literally turned to me, and he'd just gone. He just like...
really?
Tear, and I'm like, "Charlie, do not. You can cry all you want in the car. Just do not cry in front of the opposition. Go and shake their hands." And he was like, "I don't want to shake." I was like, "You go and shake their hands now or you're walking home." So he went over and he sort of shook his hands. And I, like in the car on the way home, I was like, "Here's your lesson in life. If people are saying those things to you, you've obviously done your job right." Yeah, if people are coming out with stuff on a rugby pitch to say, "You're effing this," you've clearly done your job right if you've got in your head. But you don't let that then get it. Just smile at them and then go and tackle them again. As soon as you show that weakness on the field, like those words affect you on the field, then they've won.
Yeah.
Do it in the car. Cry all you want in the car, but on the field of battle.
He doesn't want to cry in the car because he'd be like, "Hey guys, Mr. P here. So we've just had a real tough game. Charlie, dry your tears, mate. This is a lesson in life."
No, but it was, yeah, so I did feel, but it's funny because you've seen him. They tackle anything moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
The brave is it, but as soon as a kid sort of said something to him, he just had a little bit of a what, but he's over it now. He's good. I had another sort of interesting moment today. I took the dog for a walk today, and there was like a group of women sort of training a guide dog. So there's a lady that lives near us who's blind, and I think she was getting a new guide dog, and they had a few people there training him. So we sort of walked past, and then this woman went, "Ah, Mr. P." I went, "Oh, you're right." She was like, "Oh, yeah. I used to be a teacher." I was like, "All right." And she said, "Yeah, I just want to say thank you because, you know, all your videos helped me so much when I was teaching. And I've even," and then this is the, she went, "I've even got seesaw going at the dog school." Right. And I went, "Really?" And she was like, "Yeah, it's brilliant." I was like, "How class is that?
That's impressive.
How class is that?" So not only do the ideas help children in school, my ideas are now helping dogs.
Canines,
dog. I was made up with that. Made my day. So if you're listening, that I didn't catch your name, but thank you very much. Yeah, Rover.
I was going to say, don't call her a bitch.
Yeah. So we had a couple of questions. I've got a couple of questions to kick off, and I've got loads of stories to get through. But first question, and I saw this on like an Instagram post, and it was, if someone offered you a box with everything you've lost, what would be the first thing you'd look for? Now, how do you interpret that question? Like, are we talking physical things?
Yeah,
because straight away I thought my knees. I want my workable knees so I can get back playing sport. Because I live to watch the kids play sport because I am now unable to do it. And it's a sad moment in life when you get to an age where your brain wants you to do things, your brain's cashing checks, your body can't pay.
I mean, you don't want your old virginity back, do you? Something that you lost.
No.
Don't need to see Pump Pump Squirtsman back in the old arena. something that I've lost that I'd say like my ankle, 100%, because I'm the same. I from the age of like 5 to 21, I was playing twice a week, training 4 times a week, and lived for it. And yeah, that's tough. But I would say I don't know. That's a really tough question. I'd have to really think about something that I'd lost. Are you talking like, because if you're talking like possession,
if it's a physical possession, I remember, here's one for you. I don't know why this has just come to me. I remember when we used to go to Menorca, right? Menorca have this sort of weird type of sandal. Do you ever remember? And it was like sort of like a tire on the bottom. And it was sort of like a...
Was it like jelly?
No. And it was leather.
Oh, yeah.
It was sort of like a croc made out of leather years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I had a pair of them.
Dad used to love them.
Dad loved them. Yeah, and I had a pair of them. Loved them. Wore them all the time. And then, you know, when we went on the football tour, Lorette de Mar?
Yeah.
And Jimmy trashed our room.
Yeah.
Like, threw the beds out the window and all that.
Yeah.
He threw one of my sandals. And I never got it back. I never, ever got it back. And
you can't sandal a tree.
And the thing is, I've never been back to Menorca since. I've never been able to get myself another pair because they don't do them anywhere apart from Menorca. I'm sure there'll be people out there that know the type of shoe I'm talking about. But that might be the possession.
Get in touch, RCT.
If you're in Lorette de Mar and you find a tan little Menorcan sandal.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost a few t-shirts along the way.
Thought you were going to say teeth then.
No, I've lost a few t-shirts along the way, which I appreciate. I always think, Dad's, do you remember? I would have loved to have inherited Dad's shirt of shirts,
yeah.
Now, our dad had a crazy...
An infamous.
It was a shirt filled with just other tiny little... patterned shirts. Yeah. And we used to call it the shirt of shirts. I mean, I would have loved to have inherited that.
Yeah.
I don't know. To be honest, I'm quite good. I don't lose that much stuff. I'll tell you one thing I did do. I had a pair of black leather Converse. Right. Now. I've got a feeling you and Claire may have got me for my birthday when I was about 22.
Yeah.
And I went on a big night out and wore them. And then I I stayed over, absolutely, you know, absolutely hooned at my mate's uni house, and then wore a pair of sandals. You got in my head there with the Menorcans. wore a pair of sliders home, and then my mates moved out that uni house the day after and left the Converse there.
Oh, wounded.
So that was yeah. But yeah, that's a good one. Let us know what you've lost, and yeah, I'm trying.
What would you look for? There was something that just came into my head, but it's gone now. I don't know if it'll come back. What you were saying, t-shirts, weren't you?
Yeah, I had a green t-shirt.
Oh God!
I had a green t-shirt which said "I love big butts," and it was a butt with an upside down love heart. I mean, obviously, I probably couldn't wear that now, but it was a good tee. It was the right tee.
And here's another question, and this is just from something that happened over the weekend. So I was over in, down in the Isle of Wight, doing some training on Friday, and we stayed over, and we sort of walked past this, like, sweet shop. So Claire got the kids loads of sweets, and when we got home, I got given one. Now, the question is, what sort of food did you love as a kid that you just cannot stand now?
Mm.
That, like, when you were a kid, you couldn't get enough of it. Whereas now you absolutely hate it. Now I've got a couple of examples personally here, but the one thing was like, you know, the sour sweets, you know, like the proper sour,
the red ones, like atomic.
No, plastic. they're more cinnamon. Are they not cinnamon?
No, aniseed.
Aniseed, aren't they? No, I'm talking like the really sour stuff. I remember loving them as a kid, but I put one in my mouth. Another thing, popping candy. Can't be doing with popping candy as an adult.
Yeah, popping candy.
I mean, as a kid, it was the best thing ever.
Feels like you're having some sort of seizure.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a migraine if I have popping candy now. Whereas a kid, I absolutely loved it. And then the other one is Dairy Lee.
Yeah, I completely agree with
that. Dairy Lee as a kid was mint. Yeah. As an adult, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because I'm more, you know, I've got a more acquired taste to the different varieties of cheese I've been able to... But saying that, though, halloumi wasn't around when we were kids.
Judging Dairy Lee. I'm actually a bit of a cheese connoisseur myself. It's a little bit a little bit below me now.
But when we were kids, that was all you had. That's all the type of cheese you had.
That was why you
was like those cheese slices.
Dairy Lee.
Yeah, Dairy Lee, yeah. Whereas now, halloumi's come from nowhere.
Oh, God, I love halloumi.
Brie has come from nowhere.
Really good.
Camembert. You know, when you get a baked camembert, unbelievable. Yeah. Well, it's getting me in the mood anyway. So what were you saying? What food from your childhood did you love that you absolutely hate now?
Well, I mean, hate is a strong word, but obviously, I'm sure everyone's screaming at listening to this. Who've been
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Look, I would still eat Twizzlers. I wouldn't say I hate them, but I never get them anymore.
No.
They're just not as good. It would be like bringing out a Big Mac just that's like really good for you. You know, it'd be like, it's just not as good.
A healthy Big Mac.
Yeah, healthy Big Mac. No. Like, you know, just like a small Mac.
Are you saying when you're going for the Big Mac, it's not the actual taste, it's the fact you know you're being naughty?
I'm not going to lie, I'm cheeky.
Yeah.
I do like it. No, yeah, and then I think there was something when I saw that and there was something that I thought and it was, oh, that's it. I used to love... You know those, I think they're called Scotch pancakes, like the little breakfast pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
That you just bang in a toaster, very similar to the waffles.
Yeah.
Now, I am a fan of the waffles. I think if you just do the waffles a little bit extra, get them a little bit burnt, they're really, really tasty. The pancakes, it feels like you've filled your mouth with flour. It's so dry.
Yeah.
So, but I used to love them. We used to have a four compartment toaster. I used to go two Scotch pancakes, two waffles, and then that would be me. But the pancakes now, no, just too dry.
Fair enough.
Thanks for listening to my TED Talk.
So, talking point of the week or post that I put out there was, you know, was a post saying, what's the best comeback you've ever had from a kid?
Ooh.
So, got... quite a few funny responses, so I'm going to work through a few of them. So straight off the bat, I'm a childminder and take care of a year one child before and after school. One morning I asked the child to do their reading before school as we had some time. Their reply floored me. It was, can't do that today because my mouth is tired. I had no words.
My mouth is tired.
Yeah. I was a top three finalist for our county's Teacher of the Year.
Oh.
We had the ceremony this week and I didn't take the top honour. I was asked to said I said it was like a little like I got second place. Can't even speak tonight. I said it was a little like I got second place. All the other students were sweet, apart from one boy who said, to quote Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
I had a year four class and we were watching an MC grammar clip on YouTube. One of the children asked why he was called MC and what it meant. I told him the meaning and that there are loads of famous rappers who have MC at the start of their names. Before even naming anyone, said child in lightning speed came out with, well, maybe back in your day, with the greatest emphasis on your. Up until that moment, I realised I was no longer down with the kids and felt extremely old.
What does MC mean?
Master of Ceremonies.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've been one of them.
Yeah. With a master of the ceremonies. What does it make to take garage? What does it take to make a garage MC? Personality. Originality.
Oh, yeah.
On the microphone. It's got to be. Yeah.
MCICT.
MCI.
You just love letters.
Yeah. Caught year one running down the corridor, told him to not run. He replied, I wasn't. I was speed walking.
Oh, that's quick. In all senses of the word.
Yeah. I've been with my boyfriend for 13 odd years. Ooh. And constantly complain to my classes that we're still not even engaged. On the day
it's funny that some teachers do that, isn't it? Isn't it funny that some teachers like they kind of get their frustrations out on a like 37 year old when they go like, "Miss, are you married?" Unfortunately not. I'm still waiting on you know who to pop the queue.
And then poor boyfriend, if you meet the kids in the wild outside of school, imagine the daggers the kids are going to throw the boyfriend. On the day of our 10th anniversary, I told my year 10 class it was our anniversary that day. A child responded immediately, 10 years, miss, and still no ring. I went home that night and told my boyfriend he needed to get a move on. We're still not engaged.
God, now you're getting us to shout out. Step up, son.
Site manager helps in the dining hall.
That's what you like to see. I know.
There were discussion about not making him grumpy by remembering to change their shoes before they come in so as not to bring mud in. And the site manager goes, me? I'm never grumpy. Child, are you sure? I had to turn around to laugh. Me talking about despising Valentine's Day. Is it because you don't have a boyfriend, miss? And he was right.
Oh, no. That's cold. That is cold.
Teachers.
Wait, just going back to that one. You're just like, you're saying like, oh, Valentine's Day, it's all just money. It's all just, you know, it's just a way of people, big corporations making cash. And some kid like, is it because you haven't got a boyfriend? Just the teacher's going like, yes.
Then remembering my advice, don't show weakness in front of the opposition.
Yeah.
Do it in the car.
Yeah. Just get in the car. Bye, have a nice weekend.
Which is what most teachers do any day anyway.
Yeah.
Teacher, stop. Child, collaborate and listen. Teacher then proceeded to do the rest of the lyrics. In fact, that just reminds me of a moment I had. Guess who got Star of the Week this week? I'm teaching year four coordinates at the minute, right? Plotting coordinates, finding coordinates.
I like coordinates.
Oh, coordinates
I like
is
coordinates,
such
yeah.
a banging
I
topic
can
do to
it
do.
As well.
Oh, good. I love it. I love it. Anyway, I'm like, right, so what do we need to do first? We need to look at the x-axis before we then find the y. So then one of the questions was like, you know, what are the coordinates? I said, right, so tell me why, right?
Mm.
And one kid in the whole class turned round and said,
ain't nothing,
nothing but a heartache. And I went, tell me why. And he went, ain't nothing but a... But no one else in the class of year four had a flipping clue what was going
imagine
on.
Imagine being a year four there, sat there, and you're just going, tell me why.
I couldn't believe it. And the TA was laughing her head off. And then I said, right, that's it. I gave him like as many team points as years since.
You've just broke the team point system, brother. Yeah.
And then the teacher after was like, anyone stand out in maths today? I was like, did they? It's got nothing to do with reading coordinates.
What? He couldn't. Yeah, he doesn't know any of the mathematics symbols or coordinates. Yeah, but he knows the words to Backstreet Boys.
He knows
Boys.
The lyrics to I Want It That Way. So, yeah, that was the highlight of my week last week. So, yeah, kids, if you're out there listening, you want to impress your teacher, learn some lyrics from their time. Always goes down a tree.
It does.
I'm a TA and was giving this year five child his final warning. One more peep out of you today and you'll be coming with... Sorry, hang on. One more peep out of you today and you'll be coming out with me. The child looked at me and said, that's a great offer, that miss, but I've already got a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know it sounds bad because obviously I'm a 34-year-old member of staff. But if that was said, I'd be going, oh.
And this is...
Oh, baby.
This is a little bit of a burn as well. And took an S4 pupil to the PTC to discuss their language. Now, I'm down with teacher...
Do you know what that sounded like?
S4, what we're going
for. Do you know what that sounded like?
Line of Duty.
No, Steve Carell on Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Took an S4 pupil to the PTC to discuss their language.
Jesus Mary and the wee donkey.
I don't know what. So I'm going with S4.
Spelling out for me, fella.
What's PTC going to be? What? Might be like, hang on. Took an S4 pupil to the told her, so PTC must be a person.
Yeah.
Pastoral teacher.
Yeah.
Right. Took an S4 pupil to the PTC to discuss their language. Told her that he called me an effing old boot. Quick as a flash, he said, I never called you old.
You boot.
Yeah, you effing boot. Tried and failed to keep a straight face. The assistant...
struggled to keep a lace face.
The assistant ahead was speaking to a year five boy. Well-behaved, quiet, perfect student. Why aren't you going swimming? You don't look ill. Response, you should never judge a book by its cover. You could hear a pin drop. I was waiting for him to give
I've got the Brad Pitts.
Yeah.
My boxers are covered, but thanks for asking.
I was waiting for him to give the boy a good telling off, but response was, yeah, fair point. Told... a year four boy on my placement was being spoken to by the head for dropping his trousers down in the playground and windmilling.
What?
The head said, do I need to call mum and dad about this behaviour? Child very solemnly said, if you feel you must. Then he said, are you going to repeat this behaviour? Child said, possibly. There was no sarcasm or backchat in his responses. Just total honesty.
I'll tell you what, that kid's got some balls. And by God, did he swing them.
The thing there is, it's sort of like, that is going to be his party trick when he's older. When he's at uni at a party.
Yeah, doesn't it give you the feels of like, oh God, when you get a kid who's that confident and clearly just not that bothered, and then you're just like answering back like, you're going to do that again? Just like looking at you like basically fake chewing gum, which is my biggest thing, like possibly. Just like spit it out, and then they open the mouth, ain't got anything. that's one of my biggest, honestly, one of
what
my...
What do you get done by fake chewing gum?
That's one of my biggest things. Someone's chewing, I'll go to the bin and spit out your chuddy, and then they'll just be like, what chuddy? And they've either swallowed it or they're chewing like ice. It kills me.
In my first year of teaching, a life science lesson to 9-year-olds touched briefly on reproduction, and I wasn't too keen on answering questions or getting into any detail. Just when I thought we could move on, a farmer's son called out, animals do it because they have to. Humans do it because they love to. Not wrong. I have curly hair and kids know about my struggles with combing, in brackets, I don't. It was for photograph day, and I was admiring how smart everyone looked and said that I'd even washed and brushed my hair. Quick as a whip, 1 year six boy started singing, "For the first time in forever." I laughed so hard and gave him a point for his quick wit.
Yeah, I like that. Rewarding. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And I apologise. That wasn't the right tune, was it? For the first... What is it?
It's Frozen, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
For the first time in forever. Dun.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. In year one, maths, I asked a child how he knew that, how he knew what was the right answer. His response, because I'm awesome.
I absolutely love it.
This one. Coming back from a swimming lesson on the bus, I said to a year six boy, "You look hot." His reply, "Thanks, miss."
That's a, those quick replies are what I'm here for.
Didn't help that this was the deputy head's son. I'll always be reminded.
I had a funny one today.
So don't say that. Always say, "You look warm."
Yeah.
You. There's your teach. There's your tip of the episode. Tip of the app. Go on, what
you
saying?
Tip of the app to you. There was a point, there was a thing today, I was doing it on e-safety. Doing a lesson on e-safety. And I was basically saying about how important passwords are and, you know, all that kind of jazz. And I said, like, what other things do we use to keep our house and our belongings safe? So I got on and people were going, "Oh, a safe?" And I was going, "Yeah." Showing the picture of a safe. Like, "Oh, keys, locks." Perfect, yeah. And then I got this next picture up and it was just a picture of like an alarm.
Right.
So I went, "What's that?" And they were all going, "Is it a mobile phone?" No. "What is it?" And then this one lad, loving to pieces, he just put his hand up, he went, "Is it like one of those like, I don't know the name, it's like an alarm system." And I went, "Yeah, what's the name of it?" And he went, "Oh God." He was like, and I went, "What kind of system did you say?" He went, "An alarm system, but it's not that." And I went, "It's an alarm." He went, "Yes." And then my favourite, just because he popped into my head, I had a kid in year one, bless him. He's an absolute little legend, doing some work with him.
Yeah.
And I basically, it was subtracting, you know, like taking away one.
Yeah.
And I gave him the counters and the possible answers. And then I went, "So what do you think the answer is?" And he went, "Six." And I went, "No, good try." And he went, "Five." And I went, "Ooh, no, not quite." And he went, "Three." And I went, "Ooh, no." And he went, "Four." And I went, "Yes, well done." He went, "Yes, first time." I went, "Oh, no." Got it in one.
Oh, you gotta love it. Trying to promote manners with my foundation age children. One of the boys in my class asked me for something. I asked him what the magic word was, and his reply, "Abracadabra."
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, and more yes.
Right. I called a child by their full name. They reply in the exact same tone, hand on hip, with my full real name.
That's ruthless, isn't it? The stones there.
What about this one? Your sentence is too short. You need to add more detail to your description without missing a beat. You're too short. Child walks off.
I mean, we shouldn't be laughing, poor teacher, but that is unbelievable.
These are just low.
They're just subtle
burns.
I wouldn't say that that's subtle. That's not that subtle.
that's the complete opposite. Your sentence is too short. Add more description. You're too short.
Add a prefix to subtle to make it the opposite.
When I was going through a science practical with a difficult year 10 class, I was given a list of things I didn't want them to do because I knew someone would do something they shouldn't, so I was preempting every possible scenario. I remembered something else and said, another thing I don't want you to do is, and a lad on the front row muttered to himself, have fun. And I couldn't even challenge it because he was right. So I carried on like I hadn't heard it.
Oh, love it.
Reception. Miss, I can't find my other welly. Me, how am I meant to know where it is? There's 30 pairs of wellies here. What on earth does it look like? Child looks at me like I've got 10 heads. This one. And then holds a foot out that I had the other welly on.
I mean, you can't be getting done like a kipper in front of a reception child.
I know, yeah. Me, which part of don't run down the corridor did you not understand? Pupil, don't.
I mean, it's bad, isn't it? Because it does take me back to my school days, but it's kind of like, I have sympathy for the staff, but I also have a little bit of like, that's a good response.
It is. You got to, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. Gave a child a telling off. He said, oh no, I need to preface this one. So, this came from a teacher called Miss Fairhurst, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a name. Gave a kid a telling off. He said, yeah, whatever, Miss Unfairhurst.
Boo, 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 boo. Wow, wow, wow.
I love that.
Oh my God. Miss Fairhurst. Miss Unfairhurst.
Miss, talk to the elbow because you aren't worth the arm extension.
Who are these kids?
And to finish off, a child in reception.
Not another reception.
Child in reception who'd only been in school 2 weeks, when asked if she could colour in a picture, replied, I can't be asked. We now have Esme days when we feel the same.
I would die of laughing if I gave a reception child something to do and they just went, nah, I can't be asked.
Yeah.
Right, I've got two quick little stories for you here. Received this today. I live in America and used to teach second grade, so 7-year-olds. We used to play a game called Guess the Covered Word. It consisted of a picture, in this case a giraffe, with some text below it. You would cover up several words, read the sentences without the covered words, and the students would use the picture as a context clue for what the covered word was. Just as a side note, the teacher was able to choose any word to cover. I chose to cover the last word in the following sentence. The giraffe has a long space. As in, like, that's the space. Yeah. The children would raise their hands and you'd write down a few of their guesses. I was looking for the word neck.
Neck. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As you can imagine, neck was in fact chosen fairly quickly. But the point was to get 3 or 4 good guesses. One of the students raised his hand and very proudly said, the giraffe has a long penis. This is the best. Needless to say, I praised him. Because while he was using really good inference skills, the answer was not penis, but neck. And then this one, this really did tickle me. So one time we were taking the kids around the local area. All of the kids had their reins on and there were a few wrist straps. We were one short. We picked the most sensible child to just hold our hands rather than strap or reins. He noticed that he was the only one. He turned to me and said, where's my strap? I replied to him, you're such a big boy, you don't need a strap on. I felt disgusted.
Accidental innuendo.
I know which one, you're such a big boy.
Right, I've got some listener stories to finish us off. Right, so last...
finish us off. Finish us.
There's another accidental innuendo. Right, last year, first ever parents' evening, one of my high heels broke about 10 minutes before seeing the first parent. had to hunt through lost property, managed to squeeze my size 4 feet into a child's size 12 pair of plimsolls from lost property.
No grip. Just absolutely ice skating into parents' evening.
Looking like Sideshow Bob with the massive feet. Had numerous parents comment on my footwear choices. A very embarrassing moment. Note to self, no more heels at school.
What were the comments from the parents? No shoes. You look like you're wearing the kids' PE pumps. I am, actually. Yeah. What are those? That brings back bad memories. I told that didn't I, the first time I ever heard that, because it was like, was it a meme or something?
Yeah, it's like a Vine, wasn't it?
It was early, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I'd had my ankle operation. So when I first started at my old school, I was on crutches. And then once I came off crutches, they said you need a pair of shoes that's really supportive.
Yeah.
So mum, obviously being mum, was like, I'll go out and I'll get you a good pair. And she got me a pair of Hush Puppies. These big, big ass black boots. And I remember I took this class out to break and these two lads were just like... And I went, what are you two laughing at? And they both just went, what are those about my shoes? And I never wore them again. I was like, yeah, and are you a size 10? You got any plimsolls for a brother?
I've recently taken the role of head of English in a middle school. It actually says role of a head, so that's why I'm getting. Yeah, right. The class needed to watch a clip of a movie relating to a play we had been reading. I loaded up my Amazon Prime, walked to the back of the room, and turned the board on with the remote. I was met with gasps galore from my new Year 8 class as the screen displayed Last Watched.
50 Shades.
50 Shades of Grey.
No!
With a rather saucy picture of a half-nude bum and a whip.
I don't know what I'm more annoyed about. The fact that you've watched it or that, you know, that it's still on there.
I was at the back of the room and ran to the screen, much to the delight of the class. I went purple. And they were dying with laughter as I tried to worm my way out of it and go straight to my strict voice, which you probably learned from watching 50 Shades of Grey. I'm waiting for a parent to call.
Oh, my God. I'd just be making those accidentally. Like, how's your teacher? Yeah, she's whipping us into shape.
Before I got married, my name was Miss Mathis Hall. So M-A-T-H-I-S Hall, Mathis Hall. And it could be quite hard for kids to get my name right, especially in early years. One day I was walking down the corridor when a little kid came running up to me shouting my name, Miss Massive Hall. All the teachers around me couldn't keep a straight face. The only thing that could make that funnier is if another teacher turned around and went, yes.
Or if there was a supply in there and overheard it and then said, just like going around the school, I've had a lovely morning working with Massive Hawk.
Yeah. Right. And this one, quite a lengthy one, but I think it's a good one to finish on.
Accidental innuendo.
Right. Hi guys, a long one, but a goodie. Accidentally, no.
Everything!
Currently catching up all episodes, and it brings me so much joy. Last year, in my training year, in year 5, the children were going swimming. As it was a 2-4 entry, the other class were returning from their swimming lesson, and I was in the school corridor doing an intervention with a child. The other teacher led the children back through the corridor with a shell-shocked look on her face, followed by 30 year 5 children, all looking like they'd seen a ghost. What's happened? I thought. At the back were two TAs accompanying the year 5 child, who gave me a look of, you don't want to know. I did want to know, so both TAs filled me in. Lovely prologue to this.
Yeah, it's a
good start. Have you got any early...
I'm going to say pooed in the pool.
Okay. One of the boys in the class had asked the TA on the way to swimming if he could go to the toilet when he got there. Of course you can, replied the TA. The boy went into the toilet when they got to the leisure centre. The male TA then waited for the boys to finish getting changed. However, the boy then asked again if he could go to the toilet. The TA was confused and thought he'd already gone. He had, but he needed to go again. Unfortunately, for some reason, he'd gone into one of the small changing cubicles to continue getting changed. Moments later, there was an audible gasp as the smell of poo filled the changing rooms. The boy was clearly unwell and had a bad accident. So bad that the child had to be picked up by his parents just in a shirt and towel around his waist, as all of the pieces of clothing were fully soiled. Bad enough, you would think. You would be wrong.
Oh, no.
The leisure centre staff couldn't clean up until they had cleared the changing rooms. The rest of the class did their swimming lesson while the scene of the crime sat stewing in a humid men's changing room.
I love that. The scene of the crime, like a white outline of a massive crap.
The lesson finished and the boys came back into the changing room. They all, understandably, complained that they were feeling sick because of the smell. The rest of the boys were getting changed in a larger communal changing room. The male TA was outside this larger changing room when he heard a lot of commotion coming from inside. One of the boys opened the door and announced that one of the other boys had thrown up because of the smell. However, another boy, who apparently throws up at the sight of someone else throwing up, also threw up.
These kids fall like dominoes.
So in a very humid changing room, the smell of poo and two different children's vomits filled the air. The other boys managed to pick up their belongings, get changed, and all headed back to school. Apparently, the walk back to school was a silent one, and the TA described it like the whole class was heading back from the front line.
Do you know what I love about that whole story? When the teacher is doing the intervention who'd not gone swimming, then two TAs walking with a kid, and the kid looks at the teacher and went, "You don't want to know this.
We've seen some things.
You've seen some things, man. Seen some stuff."
The only thing I can be happy about is the fact that I did not witness this catastrophe. However, listening to your podcast and currently being in my ECT years, new NQT name, I'm awaiting the inevitable similar situation. Hope this story gave you a giggle, as it's one of my favourites. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, one of your favourites because you weren't there. Yeah. You didn't experience it on the front line. Yeah.
Oh, God, that would be absolutely
horrific. At my wife's school, she was saying about there was a reception child who'd clearly, you know, gone number two.
Yeah.
And they all sat on the carpet and the teacher had to try and find out who it was because it was bad.
Yeah.
And then she just looked at this one kid and went, "Have you gone to the toilet?" And then this kid was just like, "Yeah." And then he stood up and he just hadn't. And it was the kid sat next to him. I love that, the kid. It was me. Going to check, like, no, it isn't.
Or like the film Spartacus. I have pooed. No, I have pooed.
It was me.
Poor kid. Can you imagine being at primary school and having your parents pick you up in a towel? Oh, you've literally...
The worst was shirt and towel.
Why the shirt?
Pop a tie on.
And what? I tell you what, the staff at that swimming place, by the way, on an absolute, what they not? So they're saying they can't clean it up, can't or won't.
I bet it's just like we teach the kids to swim. We don't wipe up crap.
But that's what they said. Oh, we can't do it until it's cleared. Well, surely it's cleared when they're doing the swimming lesson.
Listen, you'll have to pick it up with the baths.
I'm putting in a letter of complaint.
Pile some chlorine on that.
It was the worst thing, though, when someone pooed in a pool. You used to go swimming?
Yeah, it happened on my holiday. They shut the pool for like three hours.
It's ridiculous. It really annoys me.
But then you see they shut the pool for 3 hours and then everyone's back in the pool and kids are like... just spitting water out and I'm just like... Talking Talking rubbish here.
Right, that brings us to the end of another episode, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, please do go to the Apple Podcasts app and leave a review if you've not done that already. If you've not, join the Facebook group, get involved with that. Also follow us on the socials. So at ICT underscore Mr. P or at To Mr. P's Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And I would recommend you make sure you're following or involved in some way, shape or form on socials, because in a couple of weeks, we are hoping to have another special announcement. We had a little Zoom meeting before this, which was very, very positive. So as I always say, watch this space, as hopefully we'll be able to announce something in the next few weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, and it's big. Trust me, it's really big.
Accidental innuendo. Right, so take care of yourselves, guys. We'll see you next week.
Cheers in a bit.